There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Eye on Houston. This is Greg O from 95.7 The Spot. I'm here with my producer, Terry Michaels.
Hello, hello.
And we are so honored to have with us from Star of Hope Mission in Houston, the director of public relations and legendary Houston radio personality, Scott Arthur. And let me tell you, if you ever get a chance to hang out with this guy, he's got radio stories galore, including a chance meeting with on a telephone with Jackie Gleason once, which is pretty. Can you do your Jackie Gleason impression?
All right, pal. To the moon.
To the moon, Alice. Right. To the moon. We're here this morning to talk about the holiday season and what it means for Star of Hope and what they are trying to provide to the homeless population in H-Town.
Yeah, we basically are ending homelessness one life, one family at a time. We reach out to over 1,400 homeless men, women, and children every single day. Usually I have a conversation, they expect me to say a year, every day, 1,400. And almost half of that number are women and children. And people don't realize that. Mm. We are one of the oldest and largest homeless providers in America. We've been around for, what, now 112 years.
It's incredible that somebody bore the responsibility over those years, and there are many years, 112 years?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Each year of making sure that Star of Hope was providing the services that they tell people they can provide and made it happen.
We are 98.9% privately funded. So people like you, our listeners, grants, Rotary clubs, churches, and everything like that. It cost us, and bosses hate when I say this, it cost us probably around $27, $28 million a year to do what we do, because we don't charge anybody anything. You know, anything that you hear about in the next couple of minutes, we do pro bono. We do it because these are God's broken children. We want to reach out and help them become productive members of society and bring them a little bit more together spiritually as well. And your listeners help us do that.
That's great. Do you provide spiritual direction at Star of Hope Mission as well?
We are Christ-based, so it's the foundation of everything, you know? And there's a saying like, you know, if you're here, you're probably at rock bottom, but you know what? Jesus is the rock.
You bet he is. And who did Jesus hang out with?
There you go.
Yeah. Jesus hung out with the people that drank and the prostitutes.
The least of these.
Exactly right.
Yes.
So there's hope for us all.
Yes.
You know, there by the grace of God go I, as they say.
And you don't know how true that is.
It really is. It really is, because just when you think that your life is beyond, you know, going south, you might be the one looking for a hand up one day.
We're all, I think the stats are now, about two paychecks away from being homeless. Every one of us.
Wow, every one of us, that luxurious, huh? Mm-hmm. Two paychecks.
It used to be one, but now it's two, but still it's there.
Wow.
I mean, you know, I know people who, I ran into a woman a couple of years ago. She was outside a restaurant called Josephine's, which no longer exists. But boy, they were right across from the Blues Cafe. And I want to tell you, this woman came up and she had asked for food. And I gave it to her because we happened to be carrying stuff, you know. Yeah. And I gave her food because she didn't ask for money. She asked for food. I went, okay, well, here. And I started to talk to her. She didn't smell too good at all. This is about 11 o'clock at night. And I said, what's your story? Where did you stay last night? She went over there under the bridge. How long have you been on the streets? About 6 months. What's your story? And she was holding her like a cross on a necklace. She kept talking. She says, I was a corporate secretary. And she said, I got cancer. And, you know, I went through my insurance. I didn't have anybody I knew here in town. And I got to the point where I had to pay my medical bills and I couldn't pay my rent. So I lived in my car and then I lost my car and I'm on the streets. A corporate secretary.
Yeah. I mean, that if that doesn't touch you somewhere inside and make you a little fearful, mm-hmm. because when medical issues arise, if it's the choice between life and death, what are you going to do? You're going to do everything you can to stay alive.
That's right. So she didn't do anything wrong, but not enough things right happened to her.
So sad. But, you know, I mean, that's why Star of Hope Mission exists.
We are the net.
To help those people.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So for the holiday season, you actually have a Christmas catalog, a 2019 Star of Hope Christmas catalog. And it says on the front, give the light of love to those who need it most. Star of Hope. Very nice. So what are some of the things that we're going to go through today that will make someone's Christmas, or I should say someone's holiday season, that much better this year?
We put together packages based on the programs that we offer. So I got to tell you, Houston is probably one of the most generous cities in certainly the country, if not the world. I mean, we know that throughout many different ways.
Look at what happened after Harvey.
Right.
People helping people.
You know, and you know, the Houston people, I mean, ask Washington. They loved us, too. Even after the series, they said, you know, kudos to you guys. You know, it's a wonderful, wonderful city. They are a giving city. And especially at the holidays, I like to tell people
it's those darn Yankee fans that stink.
Yeah, really.
And I mean it. I can say that.
Yankee fans, void were prohibited. So, no, we love everybody.
Yeah, okay.
We love everybody.
Yes, we do.
We will take Yankee money too. Okay, before I dig that hole any deeper, let me tell you about what we have to offer here, because. What I need to point out is homelessness is not seasonal. You know, a lot of people think that, you know, they remember the homeless and they do it in a big way around November or December. But those people that need your help in December sure need their help in June or July as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
but
since you are in the giving mood around the holidays, we put together some holiday packages for you.
Beautiful.
So it works that way. Let me give you an idea. It costs $2.74 to provide a healthy, hearty, warm holiday meal for a homeless person, $2.74. So if you go online and you say, listen, I want to give you $55, you're feeding 20 people. What a Christmas present.
It's wonderful.
Hey, Merry Christmas. I just fed 20 homeless people. Man, what kind of a wrapper is that coming in?
Yeah.
You know? Merry Christmas. You just in your name, I just fed 20 homeless people. Right. $55. What is that? That's an average gift these days.
Well, I'm hoping you're not asking me to do math because I'm in radio. But yes, I understand. That's a lot. And who's preparing the food at Star of Hope?
Oh, yeah. We serve about 10,000 meals a week at Star of Hope. 10,000 meals a week. And we get our food from, you know, the food bank. Some we get for free. Some we, you know, pay for pennies on a dollar. They're a great resource. Some we buy. And some people donate. So it's a little bit of everything.
Wow. It,
you know, we look at the menu and we look at our warehouse and say, okay, what do we got to make food this week? You know, but we make sure that it's all up to government standards, especially for the kids and the women. And we make sure that everybody gets a good hearty meal. This year, with the economy, it comes down to $2.74. And we provide these meals for the families, the moms, the kids who are not at home having a Thanksgiving or a Christmas dinner, who are not at home enjoying a holiday, who are in a homeless shelter, but one that is warm and loving and giving and making sure that they have something special in the way of a holiday meal.
So if that just touched your heart, how you could make 20 people's holiday season that much better by $2.74, you know, per meal, and you want to donate $55, sohmission.org. Go there now. You can do it while you're listening to Scott Arthur.
I'm looking at it right now. It's a great website.
Terry Michaels, director of Star of Hope Mission, Scott Arthur. So what is the next one that you're putting together?
Well, Scott, we have a lot. You can provide the gift of fresh clothes and shoes. Shoes and socks for one child, $25. You know, now stop and think about that. You know, $25, that's a lunch these days, right? Or a couple of Starbucks, you know? But $25, shoes and socks for one child, not something that they get off the internet and they're going to throw away in a week. These are something that means literally something special to people who have nothing. And we want to be able to help provide them with something that makes them feel good, gives them the dignity, not only at holiday season, but 24/7. Shirt and pants for a child, $30. Shoes for a family of four, $100. How many of us are going to spend $100 on how many people this year?
Exactly right.
But, oh, by the way, instead of getting that really great crystal set or that watch or that bracelet or whatever, how about putting shoes on four homeless people? That's got to stop you right in your
family,
tracks right there.
That, yeah.
That's great.
You know, and you can do that. Just go to the website and you can go through all of these different choices.
It's beautiful.
That's amazing. That's like $55 just for a shirt, shoes, and socks and pants for a kid.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And as Scott mentioned, you know,
I did math.
Yeah, it's good for you. Maybe there's hope.
Yeah.
As Scott mentioned, a lot of these homeless families are women and children. And when you start looking down that avenue, these are kids that need not only clothes and food, but they need to be educated. They need schooling.
They do, indeed. And we give them educational supplies. We have between 200 and 300 homeless children at any given time in our system. And two-thirds of them are of school age. And when they get to us, no matter whether it's the beginning of the school year, the middle, the end, we make sure they have school supplies. They get a backpack with lots of school supplies. And we make sure that they have extra school supplies so that when they're walking down the hall and somebody says, you got an extra pen? Kid's got one. You know, let's start a friendship.
And that's an empowering thing.
Indeed. But they also have school uniforms and they have brand new shoes. So we make sure that they feel as normal and regular as possible,
so
because they're going through a lot of trauma to begin with.
Sure.
They're victims. They didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where most kids don't like school,
right,
these children, by the time you've hooked them up to get to school and go, they probably feel pretty darn good being there.
Absolutely. And y'all can help us because educational supplies, extra books, tutoring. We have some people that will come in from Rice University and help with tutoring on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Kids get off the bus and they go into tutoring. It's great. So tutoring supplies or educational supplies, $60, $70, $80, boom, you're helping somebody.
It's a drop in the bucket. It's really nothing. And, you know, not only for the people that you're helping, but for your peace of mind, knowing that this holiday season, you gave back to your community, to your city, to people that need the assistance. You did it.
Yeah.
That's good for you. It's good karma.
Yeah.
You know, people say, what about for a child? What does it cost to just, you know, maybe have a child in the shelter for a day, where all expenses for a day are covered by your gift? They include daycare for the very young, classes, medical care if needed, as well as outings. They have camp in the summer, shelter, transportation, whatever they need, we can provide. And you can provide for one child for one day for $54. $54. Now, stop and think. I mean, you're going on Amazon.com and you're seeing all of these great presents you're going to get. You know, $54 may be a low price of what you're looking at. $54 is not a lot of money. For a week, $378. I mean, imagine if you opened up on Christmas morning a card that said, In your name, I just was able to give shoes for a family of four for $100. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Would you not take that and show that to people and say, oh my gosh, and hopefully do the same thing?
Yeah, I think I would. There's I definitely would.
That's that Christmas spirit. That's what money to good use sounds like.
Exactly right. You so you can sponsor a child for the day, $54 for a day, $378 for a week, or you know what? If you really want to be special, $1,620 for an entire month.
Wow.
And you know that you've actually contributed to the betterment of that child's life.
Now, what about Christmas gifts? We, again, because Houston is so generous, will get a lot of Christmas gifts. And I know a lot of your listeners will. And if you want to give us Christmas gifts, it needs to be a unwrapped brand new gift. It can be anything from a toddler to a teenager or a mom or, you know, whatever. We're more than happy. Or for the guys, too, as well. And here's how that works. We will take, and if we don't have enough Christmas gifts, we'll go out and buy one. And we can buy one because you were able to give us some money to do that. For one Christmas gift for a child, $25. For two kids, $50. A family, maybe $100. A family. Here's how it works. During the holiday season, we rent, or actually somebody rents for us, a warehouse. We call it Christmas or Santa's Warehouse. And we get volunteers to come in, and they take all of the presents that come in, and they categorize them. Okay, this is a present. This looks like a gift for a four-year-old girl. Put that on that shelf over there. Yeah. This looks like a 12-year-old boy. Put that over there. And then with all of the families that we have, the 130 families, we will talk to the case managers. And they'll say, okay, I have a family with two girls and a boy. These are the ages. And we will go and we will collect presents that'll associate with those ages. We will then wrap them, give them to mom, and mom will be able to give the kids presents for Christmas.
Oh, how nice. That's heartwarming.
And you are in on that because you wrote a check for $25 or $50 or $100.
Yeah, you become the Santa Claus.
Yep.
Yeah, making sure Santa, making sure Santa makes it to all the kids.
Yeah, and not so secret Santa, because I hope that you tell everybody you did it.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Yeah.
But that's the way it works.
Yeah. And what Scott Arthur is actually, you know, showing us all is the amount of attention and time needed to make all of this happen. You know, you have multiple people that have to contribute their time, donate their time to categorize those presents,
mm-hmm.
put them on this shelf and that shelf, and then make sure they get wrapped and distributed properly. Yeah. It's a tremendous undertaking.
It really is. And it also shows them. It shows everybody the love and the caring that the Star of Hope staff has. You know, it is to the root of what we do. When I first started with Star of Hope 25 years ago, there were two words that kept hitting my mind. One was hope and the other one was dignity. And that's what Star of Hope is all about. It's hope and dignity, because somebody is down on their luck because maybe that's their lifestyle or they're a victim of something or, it's, you know, but they're down there, they're on the curb and they do need a hand up. Not a handout, as they say, but that hand up has to guide them somewhere. And if it can guide them into a place where people care about them, it's a Christ foundation. So there's that foundation there that we can build on. And we care enough to say, what do you need? We meet them where they are. So if you need help with education, or if you need help physically, or if we need help finding a job, we are there for you. If you need help with the kids, you know, we have, my gosh, anywhere between 30 and 60 teenagers at any given time. These are teens that are members of the families that are with us. Mm. And boy, we have a whole third floor of a children's building that is just for teens. We call it no man's land. We just give them their space. Of course, we have counselors that are almost there that young,
right,
that are had degrees and everything and working with these guys and girls. But, you know, they help them get through things. Holidays are a real tough time for teens. Because, you know, there's Santa Claus is not on their mind. Awareness is, perception is, you know, and it's really tough when you're a teen. Mm. So when you get a gift, and I'm not talking about, you know, a doll. I'm talking about maybe something for a teenager that they would like to make them feel good, make them feel special, make them feel noticed.
Mm.
That's what you can do to help us out.
Yeah. And the thing about what Star of Hope does, this is not a, it's not something that is a condition that you have to live in for the rest of your life. Star of Hope does its best to make sure that there's some rehabilitation going on to get them back reintroduced into society.
That's right. And we do this through structured recovery programs. So we help you with your education, help you with employment, getting you a job, helping you strengthen your faith, helping you with recovery from substance abuse or even life management. Little things like how to make a nutritious meal for your kid or how to balance a checkbook or just whatever, things like that. A lot of people think that, you know, we take all this for granted. There's some people out there that are, I would say, generationally homeless, and they have no idea. They're, you know, there's mom and two or three kids, and they pull them along, and most of those kids are there because they're government checks, quite frankly. You know, and we realize it's generational because now we see, we recognize one of those kids, and they're pulling two or three kids around. Huh? And it's like, let's stop this cycle now. You are better than that. Let's show you that you're better than that. Let's do a new future for your kids.
It's not like Star of Hope has their hand out and says, hey, listen, we need your money because we're managing this homeless population in Houston. There, if there was not a Star of Hope, just imagine what it would be like.
That's right.
You know, it would be off the chain. At least, you know, it could result in higher crime and everything else. But you actually are, I guess you're keeping it at a level because there are always more coming.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we have the Love in Action vans. We have two of them, and they go out to our street homeless, the guys that you see downtown under the bridges, on the benches in the woods, in the parks. And they literally go up to these people and they say, how can we help you? What do you need? And some of them are just like, go away. Most of them are, listen, I just like a, you know, a thing of water or a blanket. It's cold. And we are there for them. But we're also there for them to say, if you get in the van, we can take you to our shelter and introduce you to these programs and change your life. Now, that's what they call going from zero to 100. You know, I'm sorry, man. This is my little 3-foot piece of life right here on this concrete, and I ain't going to change it for anybody. But after a couple of times or a couple of dozen times or a couple of years, they get tired. And we're there almost every day looking them in the face, telling them that we love them. We know they're there. We're here when they're ready. God loves them. And is today the day?
Wow. And your gift can help. I mean, right now, this time of year especially, go to sohmission.org and you can really make a difference with some of these different programs and availabilities to donate. It's better than a gift under the tree.
Indeed. And you know, these people are... They're homeless. They're not hopeless.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah. Yes. Homeless, not hopeless.
Yes.
Just
yes.
Down on their luck.
Yeah.
So many of them. Well, this is the holiday season, and Scott Arthur, the Director of Public Relations for Star of Hope Mission Houston, here to show us how to make someone that you love this Christmas happier by, you know, giving them the gift that Star of Hope can put together and distribute to mothers with children and homeless men, teens. It's a beautiful thing. SOHmission.org is where it is. And Scott, I can't thank you enough. You are genuinely doing God's work.
Indeed. Indeed. Know? And on behalf of the people that you're going to be helping in advance, I say thank you.
Scott Arthur, Director of Public Relations, Star of Hope Mission on this week's Ion Houston. Visit their website, SOHmission.org. Scott, thanks for coming in.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.